podcasting people. The penultimate day and the ultimate day. Can you believe it? This has been so good. The first part is the penultimate day with a lot of the final heat and semi-finals. And then the second part highlights some of the things for the ultimate day. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you have been enjoying this little soiree into my mind and the world championships. Let's continue. There's the women's heptathlon, the women's pole vault, the men's decathlon, and the heats for the 4x100 meters relay. South Africans, Botswanans, Belgians, and the Australians. I'm telling you, the whole athletics thing is growing, changing. Qatar came second in the other heat. It was Botswana, Qatar, and Australia. I'm telling you, this final is going to be something else. And this was the men's. Then we've got the women's coming up. I think there's a Spanish team in the women's. So this is going to be a great day. At the moment, because I'm watching the women's shot put looking good and the women's heptathlon. And I just think the people who do the decathlon, and the heptathlon, so you need to be kind of all round, average to good in everything and then excel in one or two things. And I just don't know where the people get the energy, because the women do 400 meters after doing six events. That's the last one. And the men do the 1500 meters after this last event. So tomorrow is going to be like a super, super day of athletics. This morning, I watched the women's 20-kilometer walk, and Maria Perez, the Spanish woman, I mean, she just killed it. But the fourth, fifth, and sixth place, these people are walking fourth, fifth, and sixth after 20 kilometers. And there was like a fight, not a literal fight, but a fight to get to the finish line. They were like in milliseconds of each other after 20 kilometers walking. And I don't know. I think I'm getting into this walking business. I always like when they give time to some of what we consider not the king or the queen of sports, because it would be the 100 meters, 200 meters, men and women, 400 meters, hurdles and flats, 1500. But the walk now, when you've got people with personality like this Spanish woman, the Canadian guy, now they're getting TV presence. And you have to admit, these people do walk very, very quickly and do their activity very, very well. And now the continuation, the women's 4x400 heats. This race tomorrow, the final, is going to be super good. I mean, the Americans were flying. The Belgians, they only make beer and chocolate. The Belgians second and were flying in one of the heats. The Dutch, and this race between Femke Bol and Sydney McLaughlin in the final is going to be something spectacular. But the Polish, don't count out the Polish, and don't count out the Australian women as well. So I think I might have to take some relaxing pills tomorrow to watch these races, because I'm telling you, these are going to be some closures to the championships. And the mix of people in the, both the men's and the women, the mix of nationalities up there in these races now, it's like, it's just so good. It just shows that people are either getting access to the training methodologies and processes and learning from each other, or there's no or. That's the only option. Has to be. You know, they're younger athletes, but they're getting and learning these techniques, which maybe was the Jamaicans, the Africans, the Germans, or and the Americans. And now they're kind of learning these training techniques and abilities and skills and performance skills. And really, there are now virtually no bad running teams. Well, there are. But I'm not going to say anyone, but there are. But in comparison to 10 years ago, I mean, things have changed and it's like so cool, people. It's so cool. Anyway, more juice coming up. Looking at the women's shot put. I'm not too sure. I haven't seen anybody do the discus, so I'm not sure if the discus continues. Just a little anecdote about when I used to do athletics. I remember we were in the regional championships, and then it would have been the national championships for school. And so the group of people from my school and the different events that we were involved in, and there was this one guy, he was just good at all sports, except football. In athletics, he threw the discus. And he was quite good at playing cricket, but really, nobody wants to play cricket. But anyway, this was his calling in life. Later on, he actually went on to represent the British Olympic team in about 2 or 3 world championships and also Olympic events. But at the time, we were, I don't know, 15 or something. So I remember one of my friends, he was throwing the discus. And obviously at that age, we have a certain distance that you can throw. We had the judges or the marshals, the people who do the measurements. And you had a set distance. And most people at 15 would throw between a certain range. And that's where they had the markings. And somebody from another area threw the discus first, and it was a good throw, landed within the range. Then this guy, who we didn't like, if I remember correctly, we used to call him Cyclops, because he was just so big. He was athletic, but he was just so big, muscular, and Cyclops. So anyway, Cyclops comes up, throws the discus. Even the judges, the people who were measuring, had to run further with the tape measure to measure the distance. That's how far he threw it, outside of the normal parameters for people of that age or our age at the time. So when people from my school and all the other competitors saw how far he threw the discus, everybody just refused to throw. They just said, what's the point? He's going to win, so what's the point? And they just walked off. That was it. They just walked off. And he won, but they just walked off. I always remember that was one of the anecdotes of the whole athletics things we used to be involved in. But that one, the way he just threw it, and it was a combination of the judges running with the tape measure to measure the extra distance. And then everybody else in the competition said, well, what's the point? He's won. And so nobody else threw. I mean, we did get in trouble the next day when we went back to school, but it was just a sight to see, my friends, a sight to see. Athletics, really cool. And another thing, this is the great thing about watching live and the heats. I don't particularly want to have any problems with the Australians. But remember in the pole vault, I said that one of the Australian guy, he won a bronze, the men's pole vault, looked like an 80s porn star or an 80s model from the clothes from that period. Watching the men's 4x400 meters and the men's 4x100 meters, a lot of the younger Australian men are kind of taking on this look of a very young Brad Pitt with the bouffant hair, or very young Tom Cruise with that bouffant hair, or that kind of early 1980s male model. I don't know if this is a fashion going on in Australia, or it's just with this group of people doing athletics. But between 80s porn star, 80s male model, young Hollywood star, Brad Pitt look, Tom Cruise look, hairstyle, not physically, just the hairstyle. You have to ask the question. Australia, what's going on, baby? What's going on? But back to the business. I'm telling you, these relay heats, 400 and 100, have been producing so many season best, so many personal best, and also national records. And these are just in the heat from all the teams, not the ones that have qualified, but some of the ones who are coming third, fourth, and fifth, producing national records, personal season best. I'm telling you, the final tomorrow, it's an open race. It's going to be cool. Going to be cool. Well, my friends, happy as a fish. Happy as a fish. These last few days were really just the top level of athletics. This last day, we had 800 meters final with a surprise finish. We had 5,000 meters with the French guy who won gold medal in the 10,000 meters. In the 5,000 meters, he came third. Now, this is really incredible. After running 10,000 meters, dropping down to a faster race and coming third. Nice one, Mr. French guy. And then we had the relays. I mean, just excitement. One of the things that really shone in all of this, the winners, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all did personal best, national records, and the range of people, Australians, Canadians, Americans, the guy from Botswana. Botswana. It's just good stuff. And what I liked and what was quite interesting to see was they had the cameras in the warm-up rooms when the teams were arriving and they were finalizing things with their coach. And you had the typical, let's get into a circle and say some spiritual words, do the old hands in the circle and shout something. That was quite cool. And then with the discus, remember I was talking about the guy who threw the discus when I was doing athletics, Cyclops. They showed the discus, people warming up, all the people, good relationship between them, you know, laughing and joking and preparing themselves for the competition. It rained and obviously they had to delay the competition, just like for the women's high jump. I still have problems with the high jump because if you measure 2 meters 10, okay, 1 meter 98, 2 meters, 2 meters 5, etc. And then you're jumping 2 meters 20, 25. I think there needs to be some readjustment there in the high jump. But give them credit. Again, good competition. And one of the things I noticed was the cameramen, when they were doing the 800 meters, which had a very surprising finish, to be quite honest. The favorite was a British woman. Can't remember her name. The favorite was a British woman. And the Olympic champion basically just pipped her on the line. And then the other British colleague that she had pipped her on the line. So the favorite actually came in third. I don't think she's going to be too happy tonight. But third in that race, the 800 meters, I think out of the eight runners, six out of eight got some kind of personal best, season best, or world best. I mean, what more can you ask for? But anyway, as I was saying, I noticed in some of the longer races, they had the cameramen on these sedgeways. I think they were called sedgeways, where it's just one big wheel with a motor and the people balance and you kind of, I don't know, ride around the track or the streets. And they had a couple cameramen on the outside of the track filming those images. So in general, this World Championships was very cool. It was very nice. I mean, I can't wait for the Olympics, but with the Olympics, I think I'd probably have to go full time because there's so many events and observations. I think I'd have to get another me to be able to record all of this. Also, for me, this was a little test. I wanted to see if I could do a commentary or a review of each of the days of the activities. And I managed to keep up to my plan. It's quite interesting. So, normal service will resume next week, or soon, I should say, with regular silly conversations. I hope for those people who have listened, it's been interesting or an introduction to silly conversations. And hopefully you start to get an idea of what silly conversations is and could be and will be in the future. And you enjoy it. So thank you for those who have listened. Maybe you've listened every session. Maybe you've just listened to one and tuned out. And I'm going to thank myself for keeping up with my original idea and plan. So Denzel, thank you. That's very nice of you, Denzel. I appreciate it. No worries, Denzel. You did well. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Silly Conversations. This was the World Championships in Tokyo 2025 Super Stuff. See ya.